Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi, and this is our Week in Review. Over the weekend, taking a look back at some of the most compelling conversations and stories that we've covered for you of the last week. Brand new episodes back Monday morning, bright and early, 5 a.m. here on the podcast.
Murder in the Morning from the Hidden Killers Podcast.
It's, body part day here on Murder in the Morning. This is a follow-up, actually, to a story we did on Friday about Harvard Medical School and the issues they have been having with some of their the staff and human remains that hasn't been all that on the up and up. Now, somebody who knows that they had a loved one donated over there, well, they want to get some of their bodies back.
Oh my, that's not good.
And, you know, and for good reason. I think I'd be requesting the same thing too if Grandma or Grampy was over at the Harvard Medical School, knowing what we know right now. And a chilling expose that defies all bounds of human dignity. Reports emerged, and we talked about this the other day, about the alleged illicit sale of human remains trafficked from the hallowed corridors of Harvard Medical School. A sensational case has managed to connect the seemingly desperate lives of a dedicated law enforcement officer turned farmer for New Hampshire and a former morgue manager from one of the world's most esteemed institutions. Nicholas Pichowitz, who left traditional education in his early teens to labor on his family's farm, developed an insatiable curiosity for knowledge that remained undiminished throughout his life. His passion led him to various pursuits, such as earning a pilot's license and acquiring a Stinson airplane that could accommodate 4 passengers. After a distinguished career as a deputy sheriff in Rockingham County, New Hampshire, Pichowitz's final wish before his demise in 2019 was to donate his body to Harvard Medical School, a beacon of scientific research and education that he held in high esteem. You know, very nice man, very giving, very much thinking of the future, not himself. According to Pituit's daughter, Darlene Lynch, the donation was in line with the altruistic intentions of her parents, who desire to contribute to the betterment of human health even in death. However, well, the family's noble intentions were cruelly exploited, plunging them into an unimaginable nightmare. And this is where it ties into our story from Friday. In a dramatic turn of events, Pituit's name now featured on a list captured or curated by the United States Attorney's Office for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, signifying the victims of a grotesque organ and cadaver selling racket spanning multiple states. The alleged mastermind behind the scheme is Cedric Lodge, 55, the former morgue manager at Harvard Medical School's Anatomical Gifts Program. Lodge is accused of clandestinely dealing in human remains from 2018 to March of this year. The indictment claims that Lodge allowed potential buyers to pursue through the body parts intended for cremation and even shipped these stolen remains across state lines. One particularly macabre detail alleges Lodge would source human skin requested for its potential to be tanned into leather. Again, we talked about this the other day. Who's tanning human skin into leather and where the fuck is that going?
Well, yeah. Is it going to turn into a chair and, you know, you're sitting on Uncle Larry? I mean, what are you using it for? Is it a coin purse? What is it?
I don't even want to know, I think.
No.
Lodge's wife, Denise Lodge, 63, allegedly aided her husband's appalling venture, coordinating sales via phone and social media. The indictment highlights a total of 39 transactions, all executed through PayPal. Is that part of the PayPal guarantee, you think? If you go to the kid, like, I ordered a scrotum. I didn't order a pinky, and you get the wrong thing. Is that covered underneath that?
I guess if you end up with the wrong thing, it doesn't matter what it is. It gets returned and refunded, I would think.
He, along with Joshua Taylor, 46, for human remains sourced from Harvard, with payments ranging from $200 to $1,000 for different parts, depending on what you want. Taylor and Lodges, Katrina McLean, 44, and Matthew Lampe, 52, have all been charged with conspiracy to interstate transport of stolen goods, potentially facing up to 15 years of imprisonment. In a separate but related case, Jeremy Pauley, 41, of Candace Chapin Scott, faced charges involving the sale of corpses of two stillborn babies. This is going from this is interstate travel. I would think the FBI is involved now. The United States Attorney General Jared M. Karam described the case as one that defies understanding and strikes at the very essence of what makes us human. The victims, he pointed out, willingly offered their remains for medical research and education, making the crime particularly egregious. The revelation has shaken the Pituit's family, leaving them filled with a mixture of disbelief, anger, profound sadness. Yeah. The family, grappling with the betrayal by the individuals and the institution they trusted, find it hard to reconcile with the breach of their parents' final wishes. Nick and Joan Pituit, both former law enforcement officers, married for 66 years, shared a deep-seated belief in service to the community, be it through their professional lives or personal action. Joan, particularly remembered for her compassion towards her community and stray animals, also donated her body to the Harvard Medical School following her death in 2023. Since the shocking revelations, the family has sought the return of Joan's remains, a request that has yet to be fulfilled. The painful ordeal has eroded the family's trust in the institution they once respected, prompting them to question the apparent lack of security and oversight at Harvard. Yeah, you fucking think?
Yeah, right.
News of the gruesome investigation was brought to the Pituit's family attention via a local news report. Adding to their distress, Lynch vividly remembers the gut-wrenching realization and sickening and unimaginable moment that they found out. Amidst the shock and betrayal, the family grieves undoubtedly for the death of their parents, the violation of their final wishes. "We want to get his parts back, whatever that means," said a tearful Lynch, doubt echoing in her voice about the identity of the ashes they currently possess. "And the ashes, we have them. Are they him?" Judging by the track record thus far, I'd say probably not.
Yeah, and how would you even know?
I'm going to guess grandma's been sold and, let's go grab some ashes and say it's grandma. And let's hide some shit really, really quick. of all places, if this is happening at the highest levels of education and institutions in our country, what the fuck is going on at the ones that aren't at the higher levels?
And that's the exact concern. Before I started working with you, I was working in the euthanasia field for the veterinary field. And I got to tour a crematorium where they only do animals. And there is a process. I was so impressed with how they keep track of every pet. There's a barcode. So every time the pet moves, the barcode is scanned so that you know exactly where your pet is. I mean, you as a consumer can't track it, but the company itself knows exactly where the pet is. And it sounds like on the human level, there's not this kind of accountability going on. So I know for a fact, at least the crematorium that the company I worked for, that they dealt with this company, they were very on top of things. They knew where each pet was at every stage, and they weren't lost. They were treated with dignity and respect. And I'm just not hearing the same kind of accountability with the human world right now with what we've talked about.
What would they do to return these body, like the parts at this point? I mean, even if they had them, like they just show up on the doorstep with a fucking Coleman cooler. Like, hey, here's Beatrice. I mean,
I would hope that they would send it to the funeral home of their choosing. I mean, they should be taking care of this themselves. If somebody wants the body parts back, it is their responsibility to take care of the cremation. Whether that's their rule or not, they have absolutely violated people's trust at this point.
This is going to be interesting to watch and just to see what happens and who's held accountable here. In this, obviously some very horrible people doing this. But again, like I said the other day, if this is happening in your institution and it's happening on your watch, there's needs, and I pardon the pun, some heads need to roll here.
Oh, God, Tony.
Not literally. I'm not saying like go cut people's heads off and roll them around like
bowling,
or put them on someone's desk like the previous story.
Right?
It's a figure of speech. I'm not calling for the murder of anyone before anybody freaks out. But but no, there certainly does need to be accountability. And higher up, we're not having, I guess, more accountability in these systems. I mean, considering this has been going on for 20-some years, it's just, I mean, this guy who's in it took up the reins in 2018. Sounded like it was kind of going on before that, though, too. So how many people are...
And he probably just took over, and this is what they've always done. So they just continued to do it that way.
It's like the perks of the job that you don't realize exist until you're in it. I remember like getting excited about working in radio, not just because you're on the air, but because, oh, wow, record reps come sometimes, and they take you to fancy restaurants, and you can buy anything you want. Like, that's great. You know, and all these, like, little things that, you know, like, oh, these are kind of wrong, and you shouldn't be accepting these gifts. But at the time, it's like just how the industry worked. I don't think that the industry's ever worked like this, or maybe it has, of these, you know, side hustle gigs of, you know, selling Aunt Nancy's, you know, left arm on the side to be made into a coin purse. That it's beyond fathomable that anyone is dealing in this sort of thing and profiting. And it almost, is it worse than murder? I mean, this just, you're running a business of this. A lot of times murder is somewhat premeditated. It's a passion. It's a, I mean, if you're talking about your average murder, not the serial killer type, you know, it comes and goes. This is like you're thinking about this for years and you just keep doing it over and over and over and over. And the level of depravity that this is just,
I guess it's the ultimate betrayal. These people have decided that they want to help advance medical science and they donate their body to be cut up and used in any way medicine sees fit. To train doctors and things like that. So it's a huge betrayal of trust. It's just, you know, people are probably going to be hearing this story and go, well, fuck it, I'm not donating my body. But at this, the other thing is they're dead. What difference does it make? I mean, so I'm wavering, I'm fluctuating between the two. One is it's horrific. And the other is, well, they don't know what's going on. They're dead.
They don't. It's just the principle of it all. And they need bodies for medical research. I'm concerned that I don't know. It seems weird that we have two of these stories back to back that are different locations, all at the same time. Like, is there some sort of reckoning happening in this industry right now where everybody's whistleblowing because they saw, well, that place whistleblowed. Maybe we should whistleblow too. And I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a whole influx of this stuff with these businesses and people coming out and saying, yeah, guess what's been happening?
Well, look at the Me Too movement. You know, all it took was a couple of people to speak up and go, this shit's been happening for far too long. And others go, fuck it. I'm telling my story too. You know, maybe that's what's going on.
Stacey, look at this coin purse I just found online.
No!
This, oh my goodness. You just wait. Christmas is coming soon.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.